What's his story, Logan's?
Local boy, born and bred. Though it seems to me he moved up north for a while, got married.
I didn't realize he's married.
Was,
Will corrected.
Didn't take. Don't know the details. Joe might. She's better at ferreting out and remembering that sort of thing. He's been back here 6, 8 years. Worked for a big firm out of the city until Roz scooped him up.
Joe, what do you know about that Kittredge boy who works for Roz?
Logan?
Jolene peeked around the corner. She was wearing an apron that said Joe's Kitchen. There was a string of pearls around her neck and fuzzy pink slippers on her feet.
He's sexy.
I don't think that's what Stella wanted to know.
Well, she could see that for herself. Got eyes in her head and blood in her veins, doesn't she? His folks moved out to Montana, of all places, 2, 3 years ago.
She cocked a hip, tapped a finger on her cheek as she lined up her data.
Got an older sister, lives in Charlotte now. He went out with March Peters' girl, Terry, a couple of times. You remember Terry, don't you, Will?
Can't say as I do.
Course you do. She was homecoming and prom queen in her day. Then Miss Shelby County, first runner-up for Miss Tennessee. Most agree she missed the crown because her talent wasn't as strong as it could have been. Her voice is a little bit, what'd you call, slight, I guess.
So, 48 hours before my flight left Tokyo for L.A., I calmly sat back, focused on my ideal writing palace, envisioned the wide, open space it looked out upon, luxuriated in its plush couches and big, open kitchen, soaked up the sun, pouring in through its huge windows, felt it in my bones, believed it was real, did the whole wickety-woo thing and got all excited and grateful that it already existed and was on its way to me. Then I sent one more mass email asking if anyone knew of a great place for me to write my book. Surrendered it up to the universe and took myself out for a big, fat sushi dinner to celebrate the awesome writing paradise that was about to land in my lap. When I returned to my hotel, there was an email waiting for me from a friend who knew some people who had a place I could move into ASAP. I'm pleased to report that I'm writing this in a big, luxurious, open, sunny, magnificent house with huge windows and spectacular views, an hour outside of San Francisco, where 5 of my best friends from college live. The house is on top of a hill, overlooking 17 acres of rolling farmland, and I can stay for as long as I want, as long as I take care of their adorable horse and 2 goats.
"Hey," he yelled. "Look, guys," a girl said. "We caught a rat."
Dan wasn't in a good position to see, but he could make out the Holt sisters, Madison and Reagan, standing on either side of him, holding him by his ankles. The twins had matching purple running suits, blonde pigtails, and crooked smiles. They were only 11, same as Dan, but they had no trouble holding him. Dan saw more purple running suits behind them, the rest of the Holt family. Their pit bull, Arnold, raced around their legs and barked.
"Let's fling him into the creek," Madison said. "I want to fling him into the bushes," Reagan said. "We never do my ideas."
Their older brother, Hamilton, laughed like an idiot. Next to him, their dad, Eisenhower Holt, and their mom, Mary Todd, grinned like this was all good fun.
"Now, girls," Eisenhower said. "We can't go flinging people at a funeral. This is a happy occasion."
"Amy," Dan called, "a little help here?"
Her face had gone pale. She mumbled,
drop.
Dan sighed in exasperation. "She's trying to say, drop me." Madison and Reagan did. On his head.